I had a salad for lunch, just tomato and croutons. Actually, it was one really big crouton covered in tomato sauce and ham and pineapple. Okay, it was a pizza.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was a kid, Muhammad Ali ruled the boxing world. One night, Ali was riding in his limo on the way to a title fight when the police pulled the limo over for speeding. The driver was at fault, of course, and when the officer informed him that his speeding would cost him $100, he told Ali, the famous boxer handed his driver $200 and said, "Give this to him, tell him we're coming back." Money has its advantages. It may not bring happiness, but it can help you be miserable in comfort. In the Bible, Paul experienced both poverty and riches. He wrote, "I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." Here are five great secrets I've learned about money. Are you taking notes? Grab something quick. Number one, money is a blessing. Very few stores in which I shop are exchanging groceries for pine needles, so money comes in handy. It can buy food, warm your house in winter, and allow you to take a friend out for tuna sandwiches. Ramona and I are involved with great organizations that use money to save the lives of children, get them medical help, and a trade. My daughter called from Europe and said, "Daddy, I'm out of money." I had some left over. She was able to spend it for me. What a blessing for her. Money is a blessing. Secondly, set your heart on money. You'll be disappointed whether you get it or not. Looking to money for true wealth is like trying to find a Porsche at Value Village. It's not there. Don't ask how much you have, ask how much you enjoy. The richness of your life is determined not by how much you have, but by what has you. Not by how little you have, but by how little you want. Number three, money promises what God promises, but God delivers. Money promises peace, joy, safety, a future, contentment, white teeth. Watch the lottery ads, you know this. But Hebrews 13:5 says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" True contentment comes from a God who is with us, who delivers what he offers, not white teeth, but joy and a future and a hope. Number four, everything we have is God's. Whether we have a little or a lot, our ownership attitude can boost our joy. Do we look at money and say, "I earned this because I am so amazing, I worked so hard"? Or do we view it as a gift of grace entrusted to us for some greater purpose? Who gave us the health and strength to earn and enjoy it? Everything we have is God's. Number five, you can't be truly thankful and greedy at the same time. Hold money in your heart, it'll suck the joy from your life. Hold money in your hands, you'll make a world of difference. Let's be thankful stewards of His stuff, enjoying the gifts God gives, using them for His purpose, doing so with a grin. Here are a few ideas to help do that. Clean out your closets, your basement and tool shed, then have a garage sale. Make sure people know every penny is going to help those who need it, except for the money your family is going to be using to go out for pizza. Send an extravagant donation to a single gal on your block or in your church. Include a fan letter. Let your kids in on it, but tell no one else. You don't need money to bring joy to others today. A smile or a kind word will do. But whatever you have, think about a way you can bring joy to someone else with it. I talked to one rich guy who told me how he became so wealthy. "I earned my money the old-fashioned way," he said. "I was nice to a wealthy relative." Well, money won't buy you happiness, buy you love, or buy what it used to, but it's a gift. Let's thank God for it and spread it around today.
Did you know that Laugh Again is a listener-supported ministry? Your financial gifts help Laugh Again stay on the air and provide all of our Laugh Again resources free of charge to people across the country. If you've been impacted by this ministry, consider making a financial gift today. Call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.